This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, now executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated, in an earlier moment was many years in Hong Kong for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. So Mary can interpret this news, this unhappy news from Hong Kong for me. This is the Financial Times reporting. Veteran Hong Kong broadcaster Steve Vines has fled the Chinese territory for the United Kingdom because of, quote, white terror sweeping, end quote, the city that was making journalism a high-risk occupation. Mr. Vines announced his departure on the same day that Initum Media, an independent Chinese language news website, announced it would move its headquarters out of Hong Kong to Singapore, and a day after Cantonese pop star Anthony Wong was arrested for singing at an election rally more than 3 years ago. Mary, there are other instances. However, it would appear that the national security law that was initiated in 2020 following the protests of 2019 for democracy is now accelerating and becoming exceedingly arbitrary. Hong Kong looks to be going dark, and yet I note the markets are still said to be prosperous there. Deutsche Bank is announcing that it's restaffing. How should we regard what has happened to Hong Kong? Is this the future for other cities that fall under the Chinese control?
Well, the short answer to your last question is yes. Hong Kong is a warning to the world that the Chinese Communist Party cannot tolerate any form of freedom, whether it's freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of worship, period. And what Beijing says doesn't matter, because they committed not just to the Hong Kong people, but through a UN treaty that they would accord Hong Kong meaningful autonomy for 50 years. And they broke that promise. They didn't, their word doesn't mean anything. Now, Hong Kong used to be the center for the international media in Asia. And Steve Vines was a prominent local broadcaster, a foreigner who made Hong Kong his home and worked to inform not just the Hong Kong people, but the world about what was going on in the territory. So his departure is significant because he was one of the last people who knew the city well to leave. And I'm glad that he was able to get out. But you have to ask the question, how many Hong Kong people would like to get out of there and are not being allowed to leave, who go to the airport and are refused an exit visa by the Hong Kong authorities? There's a real question here about whether Hong Kong is going to turn into East Berlin. And it's remarkable to see this again in our lifetimes, to see a regime that is so afraid of its people that they refuse to let them leave. Now, you've asked, John, about the difference between what's happening to people like Steve, who's a journalist, versus the business community. Personally, my take on it is I think the business community views Hong Kong like another big mainland city. And it's not illegal to do business or raise capital for most Chinese companies. Now, there are exceptions. You can't do business helping China create a nuclear weapon or a missile program, et cetera. We have drawn some red lines, but we're only in the early stages of that process. And while there's money to be made, you will see large financial institutions, service providers, sellers of all manner of goods continue to do business both with mainland China and in the territory of Hong Kong. And right now, I think there's really no difference between the two.
Mary, we have a minute left. Your service with the State Department gave you a global perspective, but I want you to call upon your memory of your time in Hong Kong. Was this imaginable? Was this talked about, this possibility, when you were there? Or have we wandered into dystopian fiction?
I think we always knew that this would happen. The hope was always that Hong Kong would set an example and that mainland China would liberalize to Hong Kong's level, where, in fact, we've seen the opposite. We've seen Hong Kong become subsumed into a totalitarian regime. I very clearly saw signs of Hong Kong moving in the wrong direction when I was there. And I left more than 10 years ago, John. So the writing was on the wall. I think it's the speed of the deterioration that has surprised people, not the fact of it, unfortunately.
Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, now executive vice president at Stevens Incorporated, looking at the sad news, the tragic news from People's Republic of China. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.